This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. How's everybody doing with fasting? I hope ya Rab, inshallah, you're all reaping the fruits of the beauty of this month, inshallah. Just remember that fasting is not just fasting of our bellies, right? Our mouths are fasting from saying anything that displeases God. Our ears are fasting from listening to anything that is not, we're not supposed to be listening to. Our eyes are fasting from not looking at anything that we're not supposed to be looking at. Our entire body is in submission to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and fasting from anything that displeases Allah. And I know some people sometimes feel like, oh my God, well, I just said this, or I looked at this, or I listened to this, should I just break my fast? No, as long as you're aware of your actions, you're not in ghafla, you're not kind of like sleeping off and dozing and not realizing that you are fasting, that's great, right? You're aware of your actions, you're in continuous state of what, like basically in a fight with yourself, you're going back and forth, back and forth. It's perfectly fine as long as you're aware and you're doing continuous tawbah, inshallah, and then getting back again on that track. Now, the thought I want to share with you today, a lot of us kind of grow up and of course we love Ramadan, it's exciting and this and that, but we don't fully kind of appreciate the ability of being able to fast. I want to share with you a personal story. For the past 2 years, subhanAllah, one night before Ramadan starts, I get very sick and I can't fast. And subhanAllah, I remember that first month when the last day of Ramadan, the last adhan of the Maghrib came in, and I knew I wasn't going to be fasting. The month is over, Ramadan was over, and I couldn't fast. And I realized, subhanAllah, it's such a blessing that we take for granted. So many people out there cannot fast, and we just don't really appreciate it. But one thought that a very close friend of mine shared with me that kind of soothed me a little bit. And she told me, think of it this way. There are so many people who are unfortunate, so many people who are not capable of purchasing what would suffice them to eat or break their fast. And sometimes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when some of us are ill or some of us are elder or cannot fast, in this illness, there is a sustenance for these people who are in need. It was such a beautiful meaning. It was just like a little pat on the shoulder, subhanAllah. But it really did make me kind of realize that it's such a blessing that we take so much for granted, fasting. If you're able to fast now, say alhamdulillah and really appreciate it and enjoy it as much as you can. I remember alhamdulillah, like, you know, this the beginning of this Ramadan when the first adhan of the Maghrib came in and I completed my fast again, I was literally in tears. And until this day, I'm always afraid that I'm going to get sick again in Ramadan. And I just say, alhamdulillah, ya Rabbi, alhamdulillah. Thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the blessing of your health and use it wisely while you have it. May you all, inshallah, have the best of health, ya Rabbi, inshallah, and complete your fast and have full fasting of all your parts of your body, not just your bellies. And inshallah, you see the fruits of this, inshallah, in every single aspect of your life, inshallah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.